After last year's cyber attack on Heartland Community College computer systems, the other shoe has dropped for current and former students and staff. Personal information on thousands of people has been posted on an unsavory area of the internet. The October 5th attack caused a cascade of systems failures as what is believed to be a group of cyber criminals took down more than 120 servers at the college in Normal, encrypted data, and issued a ransom demand. At the time, Heartland said it did not have evidence personal data was stolen, merely taken hostage. That changed when one of the security firms Heartland hired found personal data of people associated with Heartland posted on the dark web. The dark web is a section of the internet not indexed by search engines, and only accessible through a specialized browser used to keep information anonymous. It's sometimes used to buy and sell illicitly obtained information. Heartland Vice President of Finance and Administration Letitia Trepak says the exposure puts nearly 3,900 people at risk of identity theft.
We are fortifying our cybersecurity initiatives on campus. We've, of course, learned a great deal through this unfortunate experience.
The consulting firm Tetra Defense investigated further. In December, Heartland sent out a letter notifying some people their data might have been exposed. In late March, a second round of letters went out informing them the attackers had indeed stolen their data. In all, Heartland sent the letters to nearly 3,900 separate people. In part, one read, "We discovered that documents containing your full name, social security number, and financial account information were removed from our network and posted on the dark web in connection with this incident." Trepak says Heartland has offered those affected a one-year membership in Experian Identity Works Credit 3B, a tool used to help detect identity theft and resolve related issues.
That's basically a credit monitoring service, and that would be relevant in instances if a social security number had been impacted.
Heartland officials urge those who receive the letters to take them seriously. Even though they have a Pennsylvania contact address, they are genuine. The retail value of the IdentityWorks service for those whose data is compromised is about $858,000. Trepak says the cost will be borne by Heartland's insurance carrier. Heartland told those affected that to date the college isn't aware of reports of identity fraud as a direct result of the incident, but data leaks in the wild can be sold and resold for years. That raises the question whether a one-year subscription to the service is enough help.
The question of sufficiency in general is a very good question in these unfortunate incidents. They are increasing in number for all business sectors. I think that everyone should take any reasonable steps to protect their own identity. I know that we're doing whatever we can as a college to assist in that as well.
In the March letter, Heartland said it concluded its document review February 26th, but Trepak says that might not be the last word.
As this is an ongoing investigation, anytime we receive new information, we take measures, necessary measures. Since the first or initial stages of the investigation, additional information was learned, which prompted us to take action.
The encryption and ransom scheme halted campus operations for more than a week and disrupted the ordinary course of business for a long while. Even now, some minor systems haven't been replaced.